Nakes calls for urgent implementation of presidential directives, and Kawambwa DC assures flood victims. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has called for the urgent implementation of the presidential directive aimed at improving sanitation in learning institutions across the country. In an interview with Zanis, NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa says improved sanitation is key to promoting quality education, stressing that poor sanitary conditions are not conducive for students' health and can negatively affect their academic performance. Mr. Chansa further urged authorities to ensure officers are responsible for maintaining standards in institutions and warn those who fail to perform to be held accountable. A traditional leader in Kawambwa District has called on the government to provide relief to families affected by floods in Chitondo Kapemfu area in Chief Munkanta's chiefdom. Sub-Chief Chitondo explains that heavy and continuous rain being experienced in the area has caused widespread flooding, leaving many homes submerged. The news reports that Sub-Chief Chitondo disclosed that the situation has forced several families to leave their houses and seek shelter in safer places. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
President Macron of France has accused the United States of giving contradictory messages about the war against Iran. He said it was unrealistic to think military action could reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and he warned that bombing was not a lasting solution to Iran's nuclear ambitions. Mr. Macron's comments came as more than 40 countries joined talks on how to reopen the strait through diplomatic means. Iran's blockade of Gulf oil and gas exports is causing a deepening energy crisis around the world. Meanwhile, Iran has warned that the war will continue until the permanent regret and surrender of its enemies. It's continued its retaliatory drone and missile strikes against Gulf states after President Trump threatened to further escalate U.S. attacks.
The U.S. dollar is trading at 19 kwacha 24 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 25 kwacha 59 ngwe. The euro is trading at 22 kwacha 32 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 14 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Alexander Isak will return to team training on Thursday, Liverpool head coach Arne Slot has confirmed. Club record £125 million signing Isak has been ruled out since December, having fractured his leg and had ankle surgery. The 26-year-old Sweden striker managed 16 appearances and scored 3 goals for the Reds before his injury against Tottenham. Osaka is mostly cloudy with a shower in spots this afternoon with the highs at 25 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be mainly clear with the lows at 16 degrees Celsius. The headlines. NACEZ calls for urgent implementation of presidential directives and Kawambwa DC assures flood victims. My name is Terence Makondo.
Different flavors. Fruity original. Fruity guava. Fruity mango. Fruity pineapple. Fruity apple. And fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity. A quality product from Californian Beverages. 96.5 FM. Osaka's official number one hit music station. Thank you.